a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
Thank you, and good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The South Dakota Senate will now come to order, and we're privileged to have Father Ron Gehry from the Catholic Church in Fort Pierre of the Fort Pierre Ministerium praying with us today and leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance to our great nation's flag is Esther Swift from Burke.
Thank you, Father.
We read in Psalm 47, God rules over the nations, God sits upon his holy throne. To the Lord of all nations and all people, we give thanks. We ask your pardon, we seek your guidance. You call us to live in harmony with your gifts of sky, land, and river, creatures small and large, plant and animal. As your beloved sons and daughters, we praise your providence as we live in the state of South Dakota. We hold a state flag which declares under God the people rule, and we live by a preamble. We, the people of South Dakota, grateful to Almighty God for our civil and religious liberties, in order to form a more perfect and independent government, establish justice, ensure tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and preserve to ourselves and to our posterity the blessings of liberty, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the state of South Dakota. We beg you, Lord, open our eyes, inspire our thoughts, guide us this day. To you, O God, we pray. Amen.
Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Senator Bradford, Brown, Buell, O'Donnell, Kamak, Curd, Ewing, Frerichs, Greenfield, Hager, Haverly, Heineman, Heinert, Holeen, Hunhoff, Jensen, Lederman, Monroe, Norstrup, Olson, Omdahl, Otten, Parsley, Peters, Peterson, Rampelberg, Rave, Rush, Soholt, Solano, Sutton, Tiedemann, Teason, Van Gerpen, Valley, and White. Quorum present, Mr. President.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. President, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Secretary of the Senate has had under consideration the Senate Journal of the fifth day. All errors, typographical or otherwise, are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully committed, Corey Brown, Chair.
All those in favor of adoption of the journal signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll pause here, and on behalf of all the senators, we'd like to welcome you to the South Dakota Senate, and those who are listening and watching over live stream video, we really appreciate the opportunity to be in service to you. We also would especially commend the students. You had a choice between the House or the Senate, and you're wise. You came here first. We have a number of formal introductions, but it's a real honor, first of all, to recognize the individuals who are here on behalf of the Drug and DUI and Veterans Courts. And before I go through this announcement, I would like those individuals to please stand first, and then we can talk through that. Let me explain to people who are unfamiliar with this that these are individuals who have dedicated themselves through systems that have been established and supported by you and the legislators here, but a number of them have worked in this area for a good part of their professional life. A few of them are personal friends of mine. They've come up with concepts that they've implemented that were ideas to make sure that people could still be productive, whether they had a chemical dependency or other issues that were co-occurring. And today we celebrate not only the continuation of their hard work and dedication as public servants, but all the people that they take care of who have the demons, and that by their will and all their hard work have kept them. And if you've never been to a graduation, you must be part of it. You're always invited to it, but it's incredible. So we have the Yankton Drug Court team, the James Valley Drug and DUI Court, the Sioux Falls Drug Court, the Second Circuit Drug Court, Watertown Drug Court, Coddington County Veterans Court, which is the first in the state, Northern Hills Drug Court, Brown County Sobriety Court, the Sixth Circuit DUI Court, and the Pennington County DUI Court. These diversion are interesting on paper, but the individual lives that you've saved are immeasurable to our state. And continuing blessings to you all, and thank you very much. Let's recognize our drug court team. fabulous to have a date here and spending the day with us, educating us more. We also have, on behalf of Senator White and Troy Heinert and Senator Scott Parsley and Senator Brock Greenfield, we have the directors and state officers of the FFA. Would you all please stand? We have a state president, state treasurer, state secretary, state ambassador, and you can all identify them. I don't know how, but I think that's those great coats, and you know, it's just an honor to have you here. A number of FFA people have come to become leaders here, including, as hard as this might believe, Senator Frerichs. It's nutty. But anyway, congratulations. Today has been proclaimed. Doesn't that sound powerful? Let's all say proclaimed. Proclaimed. The YMCA Day by that guy that I work with, the governor. And today we have our YMCA representatives. Where are they? Are they? Oh, they're all way in the back doing the jumping jacks. I'm sorry. That's been proclaimed by the governor as YMCA Day today. They've been around here all day. I know you've had the opportunity to meet them. When you've come in here, we really appreciate not only what you do as executive directors, but the volunteerism and the coordination you have. And it's just incredible the communities you're involved in. And so congratulations on YMCA and YWCA Day, and we really appreciate it. Is Mayor Reed behind me? Is he up here or is he over here? Okay. Hi, Mayor. And President Chiquin? Where is he? Oh, so you guys don't get along anymore. That's okay. Tim, give me a call, will you? Actually, I would recognize both Mayor Tim Reed and President David Chiquin, but also everybody from the Brookings Chamber of Commerce. And I'd like for you to stand, and this is really a great time. Please, Mr. President, and all of you from Brookings. This is a community on fire, and it is amazing what, in the 4 years we've been able to serve you, the governor and me, how much you have done to encourage economic development and the future of our state in that region on many levels. And a lot of it comes from the idea of we can instead of we can't, and that's known when we come into that community. And outside of all the fun we have with Senator Tiedemann, who's a huge champion, as you know, we are all very grateful for what you do, Mr. Mayor, Mr. President, but especially you and the chamber that support that activity. And so welcome to Brookings Day, everybody, and thank you for the ice cream and our future angioplasties. Dean Dunn told me to correct that, that it's all heart healthy food. Thank you. Speaking of hearts, there's a gentleman here who has a huge heart. He's dedicated his life to public service and medicine. He's a personal friend of a number of us, the past president of the State Medical Association, but also a leader in peer review and quality assistance and also mentoring mid-levels. Those are people that assist physicians in our state in rural medicine. Doctors here, especially for our young people, our doctor of the day is a volunteer doctor. And the doctors come and spend their time here, but also their practice picks up, especially in a very busy time, and especially in this town, very busy clinic schedule. And so the people back there, so that the doctors can come take care of us, really support us. But we thank not only the Medical Association for the state, but specifically today, our dear friend and public servant, Dr. Tom Huber. Tom, thanks for being here, sir. We are fairly convinced, though, Doc, that Senator Parsley is still febrile, but we'll check on that later. No, he thinks he's not, but I can kind of tell. It's a nursing eye kind of thing. So anyway, welcome back, Scott. Hope you're feeling better. Any other personal privileges? So, yes, let's see. Oh, Senator Brookings, Tiedemann.
Thank you, Mr. President. Well, it's not often that I get a chance to welcome my wife, Gail, here to the chamber. But, you know, while I'm out here doing the people's work, she's back home taking care of the household. She's the one that gets the calls that can decide whether or not they get transferred to me. And she's the one that, you know, takes the beatings when I'm gone. And so I just want to say thank you for all of your support and welcome her to the Senate. Thank you.
Hi, Gail. Good to see you. Thank you for this. That's the high note. On the low note, Senator Koskinen's back. No, on the high note. And I did not connect it, obviously, since we're all related. But first of all, Senator Koskinen, thank you for all your service. And he was in the House of Representatives with a few of us. And we'd like to recognize you. But I was just told by Senator Greenfield that that was your granddaughter who was saying the Pledge of Allegiance. So that's tremendous. Anyway, Senator Koskinen, good to see you, John. Stand. Thank you. Thank you for all being here. Any other personal privileges? And thank you, Senator Greenfield. Okay, obviously, if you need to go to the other house in a moment of weakness, good luck. But what we're going to do now is we have some housekeeping things to get to before we get to our calendars of bills. It shouldn't take us long to get to those, and we have a relatively short agenda on bills. So we'll now proceed to communications and petitions. So thank you for stopping by.
January 2nd, 2005, and this is to the Honorable Matt Michaels, President of the Senate. Dear President and members of the Senate, pursuant to the provisions of Chapter 41-2 of the South Dakota Codified Laws and subject to your consent, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Catherine M. Peterson, McCook County, Salem, South Dakota, to the Game, Fish, and Parks Commission. This appointment is effective January 11, 2005, and shall continue until January 10, 2019. Also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform you that I have reappointed Donald A. Kierkegaard, Meade County, Sturgis, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Board of Education. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until December 31st, 2018. And also, Mr. President, I have the honor to inform you that I have appointed the Honorable Judge John Bastian, Butte County, Belfouche, South Dakota, to the State Board of Regents. This appointment is effective immediately and shall continue until March 31st, 2016. Sincerely, Dennis Stuttgart, Governor.
President Pro Tem assigns these appointments, specifically Judge John Bastian's, to Education for advice and consent consideration, and then Catherine Peterson of Game, Fish, and Parks to Agricultural and Natural Resources. The Senate has the constitutional authority to agree. That is called essentially confirmation. We call it advice and consent to the gubernatorial appointments to those two bodies, and that's why the President Pro Tem, Senator Brown, has sent them for hearing so that they can interview those individuals and determine if they will confirm those individuals or not. Now we're under reports of standing committees. These are reports from the committees that have met today or could have met yesterday, telling us what has happened with the bills under their consideration. Please proceed.
The Committee on Education reports that it has had under consideration the executive reappointment of Joe Schartz to the State Board of Regents and recommends that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation of said reappointment. Senator Deb Soholt, Chair. The Committee on Taxation reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bills 19 and 21 and recommend do pass consent calendar. Also, Senate Bill 20 and recommends do pass amended. Senator Jeff Monroe, Chair. The Committee on Health and Human Services reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 61 and recommends do pass, and also Senate Bill 14 and recommends do pass amended. Senator Bruce Rampelberg, Chair. The Committee on Local Government reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 68 and recommends do pass, and also Senate Bill 66 and recommends do pass amended, and also Senate Bill 65 and recommends do pass amended consent calendar. Senator Bob Ewing, Chair. The Committee on State Affairs reports that it has had under consideration Senate Bill 32, 34, and 67 and recommends that said bills do pass. Also, State Affairs has had under consideration the nomination of Tony Klein, Peer, to the Board of Economic Development, and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation of said reappointment, and that said reappointment be placed on the consent calendar. Also, they had under consideration the nomination of Greg Heineman of Minnehaha County to the Board of Economic Development, and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation of said reappointment, and that said reappointment be placed on the consent calendar. Also, State Affairs had under consideration the nomination of John Calvin of Watertown, South Dakota, to the Board of Economic Development, and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation of said reappointment, and that said reappointment be placed on the consent calendar. Also, Mr. President, has had under consideration the nomination of Dana Dykehouse of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority, and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation of said reappointment, and that said reappointment be placed on the consent calendar. And finally, the Committee on State Affairs has had under consideration the nomination of Ronald Wheeler of Leeds, South Dakota, to the South Dakota Science and Technology Authority, and returns the same with the recommendation that the Senate advise and consent to the confirmation of said reappointment, and that said reappointment be placed on the consent calendar. Senator Tim Rave, Chair.
We're required to do this orally because obviously when a lot of these rules were passed in constitutions, there weren't computers. But also, it's good for people who are listening over the internet. These reports are indicating what will come on our calendar tomorrow. And so individuals who are really involved will know what our calendar will look like from tomorrow. And so it's a little antiquated, but it also helps people that necessarily wouldn't be watching it on the computer. Consideration of committee reports.
Senator Rave moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Commerce and Energy on Senate Bills 30 and 36, as found on page 59 of the Senate Journal, be adopted.
All those in favor of adoption signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. First reading of Senate bills. Constitution requires there's two readings. You know, there'd be the first, and if it comes out of a committee and heard on the floor, it'll be second. These need to be read, just like I indicated, out in public, because we didn't have computers, and people would sit up where you're at and fill out not only the title of the bill, but where it was referred to. In the Senate, the President Pro Tem, Senator Brown, assigns these to the committees that would have the body that was interested in this particular topic according to his discretion. So we will go ahead and out, and you'll see and hear that our secretary will read the title and the numbers out loud on each of the bills. Please proceed.
Senate Bill 74, an act to restrict the use of fireworks that frighten livestock or leave debris on private property. Senate Bill 75, an act to revise the effective period of the travel permit for certain livestock used for rodeo purposes. Senate Bill 76, an act to extend the length of time a local livestock ownership inspection certificate is valid for transportation. Senate Bill 77, an act to allow nursing mothers to breastfeed in certain locations.
Senate Bill 75 and 76 are assigned to Agricultural and Natural Resources. 77, Health and Human Services and Local Government, is assigned Senate Bill 74 and 78. We have one bill on the next order of business that's called Consent Calendar. This bill is on this calendar for efficiency purposes. It's not subject to debate. It's come out of committee unanimously and didn't require two-thirds vote on the floor. Individual senators can ask questions of the sponsor of the bill, or it can be pulled for a debate, a full debate discussion. It's an efficiency move because starting next week, we'll start to get quite a few bills in, some more controversial. These are obviously less controversial, if none at all. So we have one bill. Would you please call Senate Bill 31?
An act to revise certain provisions regarding coordination of benefits between health plans.
Senate Bill 31, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? I'll do that again. I'm sorry, are there any questions? Sorry. I was talking to the Father. He was trying to help me with my sins. So, got to add one more there. Any questions? Thanks. Hearing no questions, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 31. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Secretary, please call the roll. Thank you for your help.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Kurd.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heinemann.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holin.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Nordstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Senate Bill 31, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any title questions? Hearing none, the title is approved. We'll move on to our debate calendar. Second reading, please.
Senate Bill 12, an act to allow the spouse of an active duty military person to qualify as a resident for a temporary permit to carry a concealed pistol.
Senate Bill 12, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Monroe, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President.
Thank you.
My favorite president. And Senate Bill 12 is a simple little bill, as I've explained to other people. What it does is called an act to allow the spouse of an active duty military person to qualify as a resident for a temporary permit to carry a concealed pistol. What this does, if you're military, you qualify for the time requirements in the concealed pistol permit statutes. What this does is also includes a spouse in the time requirement. It doesn't give the spouse the license. It doesn't qualify them for any of the other 8 or 9 different qualifications, like not being a felon or banker. So it just gives the same prerogative to the spouse of a military person as it does to a military person. Thank you, Mr. President. I stand ready for questions.
Thank you. Any further remarks on Senate Bill 12? Senator Parsley, good afternoon. It is good to have you back. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mr. President. I feel much better. I don't have a fever, by the way, so I'm happy about that.
Record so notes.
I support this bill. I do want to make a germane comment on what we may see in the future, and I just want to make sure that there is a distinction. In my district, I happen to have a number of people who live at one address, and those people are actually folks that register their motorhomes here, and I get this call a lot about why can't I get a concealed weapon permit in another state because I have to have one in my home state, and my home state won't issue me one unless I live there. I've had extended discussions with my local county sheriff and my state's attorney about this very issue, and they are very uncomfortable with giving someone a permit for a concealed weapon when they don't know that person. Now, I'm in support of this particular bill that deals with our military personnel, but I just raise this as an issue that at some point in time we may hear about this, and I just want to be on record today making a distinction between what I think is a legitimate reason to get a concealed weapons permit, and while others may have legitimate reasons and be perfectly good citizens that could have concealed weapons permits, if we don't know those people, I think it's something we don't want to get into. So I just raise that as an issue. Thank you, Mr.
Thank you,
Mr. President.
Thank you so much. Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate, therefore, is final passage of Senate Bill 12. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford. Brown. Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters.
Aye.
Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Thank you. Senate Bill 12, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any questions on the title? Title's approved.
Senate Bill 15, an act to allow for discretionary appeals of illegal sentences.
Senate Bill 15, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Rush, welcome.
Thank you. My first opportunity to speak on the floor here.
Yes, sir.
Anyway, Mr. President, ladies and gentlemen of the Senate, this is kind of a technical thing. Historically, there were probably never many appeals that were ever taken from sentences that were imposed, particularly after the time for the original appeal was taken. The United States Supreme Court has kind of opened this door up for appealing sentences, particularly with their decision that you couldn't sentence minors to a life sentence without parole. So we had to resentence them, and the legislature passed 2261 to allow appeals from those kind of sentences. Nobody really thought that through very much at the time, and it only allowed the defendant to take appeals. The state has difficulty in really telling me any particular kind of cases where they might want to take appeals, but this is merely an effort to level the playing field so that the state could take an appeal if they also felt that the sentence was illegal. So that's the purpose of this. So thank you.
Thank you, Senator. It's great having you here. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 15. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford.
Aye.
Brown.
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell.
Aye.
Kamak.
Aye.
Curd.
Aye.
Ewing.
Aye.
Frerichs.
Aye.
Greenfield.
Aye.
Hager.
Aye.
Haverly.
Aye.
Heineman.
Aye.
Heinert.
Aye.
Holeen.
Aye.
Hunhoff.
Aye.
Jensen.
Aye.
Lederman.
Aye.
Monroe.
Aye.
Norstrup.
Aye.
Olson.
Aye.
Amdahl.
Aye.
Otten.
Aye.
Parsley.
Aye.
Peters. Peterson.
Aye.
Rampelberg.
Aye.
Rave.
Aye.
Rush.
Aye.
Soholt.
Aye.
Solano.
Aye.
Sutton.
Aye.
Tiedemann.
Aye.
Thiessen.
Aye.
Van Gerpen.
Aye.
Valley.
Aye.
White.
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Thank you. Senate Bill 15, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any title questions? Title's approved.
Senate Bill 18, an act to establish certain administrative provisions regarding charitable raffles, lotteries, and bingo, and to make violations of these provisions subject to the Deceptive Trade Practice and Consumer Protection Act.
Thank you. Senate Bill 18, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. And before I call on Senator Northrup, this is the first bill that we've had this session that has a fiscal impact statement. That is different than a fiscal note, and I know we're going to probably consider legislation trying to differentiate those names. For those who are listening or following on their computers, this actual fiscal impact statement is required under law to indicate whether or not this would result in increased prison population or jail populations. And so it will show up within the listing of the bill. It's physically a hard copy here. I just wanted to apprise you of that, that this is the first one we've had. Thank you for your patience. Senator Northrup, good afternoon, sir, and welcome to the Senate.
Thank you, Mr. President. It's good to be on this side of the Capitol building now. Senate Bill 18 is brought to us by from the Attorney General, and it deals with charities that have raffles and lotteries. And right now, there's a few cases in the state that they haven't had the raffle, they haven't awarded the prize, and the Attorney General doesn't have a whole lot of tools to go after them if they refuse to refund the money. He tries to work with them and get them to refund the money. But if they don't, it would become a deceptive trade practice, and then that would open it up to the Consumer Protection Division within the Attorney General's office, and there would be a criminal penalty associated with that if they can't get that money refunded just by working with them. And the impact statement was a very little impact, so just to mention that. Thank you. And
thank
I would
you.
Ask you to vote yes.
I'm sorry. Thank you, Senator. Further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 18. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Madam Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Curd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heineman?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holeen?
Aye.
Hunhoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Northrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt? Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Thiessen?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White?
Aye.
Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Before I put the hammer down, is so that if anybody wanted to change their vote, question was asked from the floor again. This is a fiscal impact statement. I'm the only one that gets a hard copy. And that would be true also of a fiscal note. But the fiscal impact statement under our code is going to show up on your bill listing. So if you go electronically, it'll be there. And let's talk if you want me to read it, or obviously if you're the sponsor of it, you know, we can go ahead and handle it that way. But let me tell you, because it's the first one, I'll go ahead and read this and see if anybody decides that their vote needs to be switched. The act describes a crime that, if prosecuted, could result in a prison or jail sentence. However, a violation and prosecution is likely to be rare. Therefore, the impact on prison or jail population is estimated to be low. And that's signed by your director of Legislative Research Council. Okay. Would you call that vote again, please? Just the results.
The results were yeas 35.
Thank you. Senate Bill 18, having received a majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any title questions? Okay. Thank you. Title's approved.
Senate Bill 58, an act to revise certain authority, monetary penalties, and hearing procedures of the South Dakota Commission on Gaming.
Senate Bill 58, having received a second reading, is up for consideration and final passage. Are there any remarks? Senator Curd, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. President.
Thank you, sir.
First time to greet you this session.
Yeah,
you look well.
Good to see you. You too.
Senate Bill 58, introduced through the Commerce Committee at the request of the Commission on Gaming to address some recent issues that the Commission has experienced regarding the enforcement and the amount of fines, and also a request to streamline the procedures for some of its hearing procedures. In Section 1 of the bill, you'll see that the fines maximum amounts are increased. The Commission feels that the times have changed. Certainly when Deadwood started gaming in 1989, I'm sure the President will remember he was there supporting the gaming at $5 as a maximum bet. I was far too young to be able to attend, but thank you for being there in my stead. Now, of course, we know that the maximum bet in Deadwood is up to $1,000, so some of the fine increases are tantamount and probably paramount to being able to adequately enforce the infractions when they occur. The amendments in Section 1 would allow the maximum potential fines to reflect the higher amount of money that is involved in today's gaming operations, giving the Commission on Gaming the flexibility to match the fine with the infraction in today's gaming world. Section 2 of the bill would streamline the process for uncontested hearings in the order in which a slot machine can be destroyed. Currently, if a slot machine is confiscated as being illegal and not an antique, it has to undergo a hearing, not the slot machine, but the owner of slot machine would be asked to attend a hearing, and then the final disposition of the slot machine taken care of. At this point, if the hearing is not contested, there wouldn't necessarily have to be a hearing. The slot machine could be destroyed. In Section 3, this would allow a person convicted of a felony or who otherwise would be subject to revocation of their gaming license to be able to have that license revoked at their own admission and would not require a hearing. And then Section 4, finally, would allow for the Commission to allow a temporary permit for someone to engage in gaming if they were under a suspended sentence or their sentence hadn't been commuted yet. It would be on the burden of the offendee to prove that they were in need and should have to have a gaming license, of course. So those are the requests. I'd ask your favorable support of Senate Bill 58. It is an increase in fines. It does require two-thirds to pass. Passed through our committee unanimously, and I encourage you to vote yes for Senate Bill 58.
Thank you. Senator Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. President. I have an amendment at the desk. It has not been distributed.
Since this is our first amendment and it's minor in terms of the verbiage, I'm going to read it to you. If anybody wants a copy, that's fine. But Senator and I talked and thought, given the short nature of it, that this is a relatively common way to do that, and we've done this in the past. His amendment here is up here. It hasn't been distributed, so I'm asking you to move it at this time, sir.
Yes sir. Okay. I would move it.
Is there a second? Okay. And if you'll follow along on the bill, if you so desire, the senator will walk you through what his amendment is before we vote.
Very simply put, Mr. President, thank you. If you look at page 1, line 12 of the bill, it says if the licensee is a slot machine manufacturer, distributor, that verbiage is incorrect. It should say manufacturer or distributor. It's one of the least consequential amendments you'll see, but understand that Representative Greenfield was my English teacher, and if I was to let this slip past, I'd hear it from her. So I would appreciate your vote of support. Thank you.
We're all about family harmony. This amendment, then, to just repeat, if you're looking at line 12, it would read, if adopted, if the licensee is a slot machine manufacturer or distributor. Any further remarks on Senator Greenfield's motion to amend? Hearing none, all those in favor of the motion to amend signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Motion carried. Thank you, Senator Greenfield. And Senate Bill 58 is so amended. Further remarks? Before I call this, again, since it's the first one, I'll highlight what Senator Curd indicated. It requires a two-thirds, not solely because it's a fee increase, but it's where that money goes. That you are giving the authority to this commission to use that increased money on an ongoing basis and therefore continuously appropriate. So, for example, if this money went into the general fund, it would be a simple majority because you get, through your appropriations bill, the ability every year to pass this. And so it requires a two-thirds majority vote because of the continuous appropriation. Any further remarks? Hearing no further remarks, the question before the Senate is final passage of Senate Bill 58 as amended. Those in favor will vote aye. Those opposed, nay. Requires two-thirds majority vote for passage. Secretary, please call the roll.
Bradford?
Aye.
Brown?
Aye.
Buell O'Donnell?
Aye.
Kamak?
Aye.
Kurd?
Aye.
Ewing?
Aye.
Frerichs?
Aye.
Greenfield?
Aye.
Hager?
Aye.
Haverly?
Aye.
Heinemann?
Aye.
Heinert?
Aye.
Holin?
Aye.
Hanoff?
Aye.
Jensen?
Aye.
Lederman?
Aye.
Monroe?
Aye.
Norstrup?
Aye.
Olson?
Aye.
Amdahl?
Aye.
Otten?
Aye.
Parsley?
Aye.
Peters?
Aye.
Peterson?
Aye.
Rampelberg?
Aye.
Rave?
Aye.
Rush?
Aye.
Soholt?
Aye.
Solano?
Aye.
Sutton?
Aye.
Tiedemann?
Aye.
Teason?
Aye.
Van Gerpen?
Aye.
Valley?
Aye.
White? Mr. President, there are 35 yeas.
Thank you. Senate Bill 58, as amended, having received a two-thirds majority vote of the members elect, is hereby declared passed. Any title questions? Title's approved. On behalf of Senator Peterson and the entire Senate, we have the Sioux Valley School Government class up here. All right. And you've been here for most of the day, and we're done with our business today, but it's really a privilege to have you. Is it Mr. Books? Is that who it is? Where's Mr. Books? Oh, okay. How did I do? Did I get the civics right, Mr. Books? Okay, good. So anyway, we're sure privileged that you came, and thank Mr. Books for bringing you, because there are some schools that don't come, and it's quite an experience. And think about being a page. If you're a junior or senior, it's quite an experience. A number of us were pages, and it got us involved. So think about that. That's it for our business announcements. Any announcements? I have a couple of, okay, Senator Kamak first and then Teason.
I would like to announce that we're going to have a Ag Committee meeting on Thursday, the 22nd at 10 a.m., and we're going to get an update from the Department of Ag, Lucas Lynch, the Secretary, and also the Department of Game, Fish, and Parks, and that would be Doug Hofer, and that will be 10 o'clock tomorrow morning.
Thank you. Senator Teason.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Judiciary will meet at 8 o'clock tomorrow morning. It'll start with a presentation by Greg Sadezan on restitution in the court system. Thank you.
Senator Soholt.
Thank you, Mr. President. Senate Education, 7:45 tomorrow morning with the Board of Regents and Dr. Jack Warner.
Senator Kurd, thank you.
Thank you, Mr. President. No Senate Commerce meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m. That is no Senate Commerce meeting tomorrow at 10 a.m.
The other announcements. I have two, actually three. There's a number of events tonight. The Tourism Conference is kicking off, and they have their first receptions tonight. Obviously, tomorrow is the awards. We also have, on behalf of Senator Hager, she wanted me to indicate to you that Mara Melstrom from the Foundation for Government Accountability will be giving a short 15-minute session in Room 14 shortly after both the House and the Senate adjourn, so that should be pretty soon, right? And both Mara and Eric have been here, so it's nice of you to have brought them. Also, I've been asked to announce that the South Dakota Beer Distributors Association is having a reception this evening at Red Rosa from 5 to 8 for a reception to meet all of you. Any other announcements? Okay. Madam Secretary, you're up.
Senator Heinert moves that the Senate do now adjourn.
All those in favor of Senator Heinert's incredible motion signify.